Mamas, welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we chat about the chaos and joys of mamahood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because today we are talking all about the myths in parenting and what we've learned along the way.
Yes.
Okay, Shannon, we're going to pause on all of this.
Okay.
Because we were just talking, and you have a story to tell about basketball.
Basketball. So you and I both played basketball growing up. Mm-hmm. Barrett played basketball growing up. Mm-hmm. Barrett's mom was a basketball coach. Your mom was a basketball coach. I don't remember. Did Lewis play basketball?
He played,
kind of played
growing
here
up,
and
but
there.
Not.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, Gabriel now is in the 9 and 10 year old league. So we went from 6, 7, and 8 year old to, honestly, they didn't even know how to dribble a basketball. You know, you would play half court basketball, and then they get moved up to the 9 and 10 year old league that you're playing full court basketball, true rules, regulations, fouls, the 5 fouls, everything you can think about rules. Well, we were not able to attend many of the basketball practices during the holidays, just because one day we were out of town, next day we weren't feeling well. It was just, you know, we had our first basketball game last night for Gabriel. Well, first of all, I at least looked at the schedule and I knew what color to wear because our jerseys are reversible. So, you know.
Yeah.
We're on the Bulls. So we're one side is red, one side is black. So I think we were the only kid that probably, no, I think we were the only kid that showed up in the right color, you know, and so all the kids are having to change. Well, we were watching some of the first game. We got to see one kid. He thought he was awesome. It was cute. He stole the ball. He dribbled down to the wrong side and made a shot, you know, for the other team. That was fun. But then now when Gabriel's team goes out there, I don't know if Gabriel was just out of it, like trying to get back from the holidays and just out of like the loop or whatever. Poor thing. He didn't know anything. He didn't know defense from offense. And we have been working on this left and right. He kept on guarding a man when he was on offense. And Barrett and I both were trying our best, like, Gabriel, but we also want to be kind to the team and the coaches. Our coach, he means well. He's young, and he's just volunteering to coach. He does not have kids. I don't even know if he played basketball. He's not very vocal of, like, get in the right spot almost, you know. Our coach gave them numbers, you know, mm-hmm. You're a 1, you're a 2, you're a 3. Gabriel's like, huh? No, I'm 9. Like, because he's like, no, I'm not. That's my age. Like, you know, because there needs to be some type of transition from the sport because there's not enough teaching mm-hmm. in the little kids league, because it's honestly the little kids, which is 6, 7, and 8 year olds. It's just hilarious. Like it is quite
it's just chaos.
It's so chaotic. There's just, I mean, it's to the point you just start laughing.
Yeah.
You really do. You're just like, where are the kids even running to? Everybody right. runs to the same side of the court, to the ball and everything. Now you're playing real. I mean, when I say real, everything is the real rules.
Regulation heights.
Regulation heights. The only thing difference is the basketball is a women's basketball.
Okay.
So they don't have, it's not the youth ball, and it's not the men's ball, but it's a women's basketball. But everything, the 5 seconds rule, like everything. Mm-hmm. These kids, they only had, I think, maybe 3 or 4 weeks of practicing. They don't know, and they're trying to make them do plays. One kid actually knew how to do a screen and not another
That's
kid
impressive.
Down.
Yeah.
I was impressed, but I'm also like, they just think he just got pushed. Like
right.
the other kid, he just thought he got pushed from that kid. Mm-hmm. It was, I didn't know if I wanted to yell, scream, laugh, or just walk out.
Right.
And then when they were done, because it was such a show, I hate to say it like that, even the whole team, they're kind of just like, huh. Well, did we do okay? Did we not?
Right, yeah. They're
no,
not learning
they
anything.
They're not learning anything. And these referees are calling absolutely everything on their first game. And as a parent, you want your kids to be successful, but you also want them, you got to teach them the rules. Mm-hmm. You can't just think and expect for them to like, oh my goodness, we know how to play this sport and we know how to play it at a college level. One of my friends and I, we were watching it, and we both were just like, can we do a walkthrough?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's probably bad to say it like that, but baseball's one thing.
Right, because it's slower.
Yeah,
there's time for conversation.
Yes,
yeah.
But basketball is up and down the court. These kids, I don't think they've ever ran a full court once.
Mm-hmm.
They were about to fall over, and they were 12-minute halves, which is a a lot.
Yeah.
And they would stop it every time, you know, a ball went out or whatever. I'm just like, oh my God. So if anybody has ideas or suggestions on really helping your kid to learn the game, especially a kid who is not that interested into sports, but loves the game of basketball, please let me know. Like I said, I didn't know if I wanted to scream or cry for him. And he was just in so la-la land.
Aww.
Yeah. And then there, of course, there was a couple kids that they would not pass the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Not pass the ball. I'm like, can you please just let's play like a good team. There's no I in team. Mm-hmm. You know, that lovely word you would always hear or saying.
Yeah. I mean, how did every kid just not foul out? And
not every kid fouled out. And luckily, this was the first game of the season. And so they didn't do as many. They told us they didn't do as many calls. If they're going to call even more, man, we're going to be at the rec center for 5 hours every night because it took forever.
I'm sure.
And these poor kids, they're so confused. They don't know what
they
they're doing.
They have no idea why the whistle blew.
They have no idea. And they were making them play man-to-man. So you come from the league before that, a zone, and you couldn't leave the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry for anybody who doesn't know some of these rules, but if your kids are in this stuff, you understand. You could not leave the box.
Yeah.
And you can't go up near to the players either. So you can't really do that great of defense, you know. But now you're wanting them to play man-on-man.
Which you're just chasing somebody
you're
all over
chasing.
The court.
And so that's what they did. Some of the kids who have more energy. I mean, if Grayson was in this league, he would do great because he has more energy than Gabriel and some other kids. He would just run back and forth.
Yeah.
But Gabriel is not, that's not him. So he's just like, what do? I have to, and of course, he's so tall. They have him playing lower, you know, as a forward, and he is trying to rebound, but he also don't want to hurt anyone because he's afraid, you know, to, it was just, sorry for my rant, but it was
that's
one
right.
of those, like, now I understand how parents get so worked up at youth sports, not in a negative way, but just in a way of, can we teach them the rules?
Yeah.
Let's teach them the game. That's what practice is for, but you also got to remember, some of these coaches are they're just volunteers.
And
they don't really.
Honestly, like at that age, games should be an extension of practice.
Exactly.
It shouldn't. They don't mean anything.
No, they're not.
We're not playing for a national championship.
Right? They're not going to be the next Michael Jordan.
Do they keep score?
They didn't last night. Only reason being is because the fact they considered it more of the scrimmage.
Okay.
But yes, they will be keeping score for the remaining season. And then after that, there's a tournament. So they have brackets.
Oh, wow.
These are 9 and 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember playing, like, the rec league and everything like that. But I also remember, like, everybody giggling when you are double dribbling or running down the court, not even, you know. It was just too serious.
Hmm.
So, and my poor little Gabriel, he just didn't know offense or defense to where he was, but at least he had on the right jersey.
Hey.
He looked good.
Mama, that's the one thing you can control. So
right? Exactly. So stay
check
tuned.
Check the box for you.
Now, Grayson has his first game tomorrow night, and Grayson plays with, there's six of his little friends that they've all grown up together that are on the same team, and they are all as wide open as Grayson. So that's going to be fun. You hear Shannon the whole entire game pass the ball, Grayson, because Grayson does not do well sometimes with passing. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's that.
Okay. Well, I totally realized that we missed part of our introduction.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm Jen. I don't even know my own kid's name. It's that time. So,
my rant.
I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom.
Okay. Now that you know who we are, let's
get started. You hear our rant, you hear us forgetting our kids. It's all good. That's why it's all about some parenting myths today.
Yes. So last week I found this article on BuzzFeed scrolling through the internet and in the doom scroll world of things. And
it was
a BuzzFeed article entitled, people are sharing myths about parenting that everyone still believes, and it's really eye-opening. So I clicked on it. It got me. And basically, it was a BuzzFeed article. They took a Reddit thread.
Yeah.
That's what they're called, right? Reddit threads.
Yeah.
Okay. And the thread began with the question, what's a disproven parenting myth that way too many people still believe? Okay.
Okay.
So there was some crazy ones on there.
Yeah, there were.
There was one about the person said that their parents, when they were in trouble, used to take a glass of water and throw it in their face.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not a myth. That's just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they also said you can't spoil a newborn.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's when they're starting to learn.
Right, exactly.
They're functioning.
And, yeah.
I mean, if they're crying, they're trying to get your attention in some way, form, or fashion.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
But there was a couple of them that I did want to bring up because I thought that they were interesting. So one of them was Keith's 31 said, dads are no more than babysitters. It's been 20 plus years since I was a single father, but the attitudes toward men in parenthood haven't changed as much as they should have. Don't ask a dad if he is giving mom a break today. Don't assume dad doesn't know how to settle down their child. Don't stare at dad at a park when he is there with his kids. And for gosh sakes, can businesses install a changing table in men's washrooms? And I totally agree with this.
I do, too.
I hate it when someone says, like,
oh, kudos for you. Your husband's helping. Dad's helping.
Right. Or, oh, is Lewis babysitting the kids today?
Yeah.
No.
It takes two to tango.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
No. And Lewis gets really upset about this, too.
Barrett does, too. Like, he doesn't show it as much, probably, as some dads probably would.
Mm-hmm.
Because Barrett's dad's generation did not help as much. So I don't know if that.
Yeah.
But he does, you know, come on. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm also a parent.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I kind of sometimes take over with certain things probably more than I should. And that's just my personality.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so, but yeah, no, I mean, Barrett's taking care of the kids today, but it's because Barrett's taking care of the kids.
Right.
He's dad.
Mm-hmm. He is dad. That's correct. You know, that's definitely one that
there's always going to be a parent, no matter dad or mom, that's probably going to be doing more than the other.
Yeah, absolutely.
On certain days, not all, the, you know, but yeah, no, I don't like that either.
That was an interesting one.
But I do agree, too, about the changing table, because I will say Barrett, unfortunately, like when we would go out to restaurants and stuff. Now, this was a few years ago. Unlike you might see it differently. There weren't changing tables in the men's restroom. So I did always have to go and change diapers. So, but now granted,
a lot of
more
restaurants
family
don't have that way, but there are a ton more. So many businesses are installing the family restrooms.
The family restrooms,
which are heaven sent, God sent.
Yes.
Like, that's perfect. There's lots of room.
And it's
my
nice
other
too,
thing
that
too,
other people aren't staring at you while you're changing your kids'
with
diaper.
Two kids, if I have one, usually one is in a stroller right now. You know, Nolan's still in a stroller. Mm-hmm. There's no room to take two kids in if it's not a family bathroom.
No, exactly.
Even like the biggest stalls. I can't take Colton in and have Nolan in the stroller all in one. It's, you know, got to decide.
We actually still like the family restrooms because a lot of times I am when we're out and about, just because I have a little bit more flexibility of schedule, I have the boys.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't like them going to the men's restroom by themselves. They're still not
that age,
I want them to be in a men's restroom by themselves. They don't feel as comfortable going into the women's restroom.
Right, yeah.
So those family restrooms are very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
But yes.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And, you know, the family restroom, if you have to use the restroom, you don't have to worry about,
trying to run out the door. They used to climb underneath the stalls.
It's one of those situations where you got your foot on the door to make sure it stays shut and hanging on to him to make sure that he's not going anywhere and trying to squat at the same time.
I don't remember who it was, but one of them, it probably was Grayson. Like, he would look underneath the stall to the next stall.
Oh, my gosh.
There's people there.
Yes.
Hey, what you doing? And I'm like, oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But, yes, yeah, those are great.
Yeah, that's one of those situations where you just pray the person next to you is a mother
that can understand. Yeah, that doesn't flip out on you about it. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then the whole motherly instinct one.
The comment
for that one. That it would kick in eventually and that your child would be your world and you would know everything to do for their age and all that good stuff.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Not at all.
That, I mean, we all have our certain parenting instincts, but it doesn't fully come natural to all.
No, it doesn't.
Some will admit it, some won't.
Mm-hmm. And if you have any type of postpartum depression or whatever,
yeah.
that even takes longer
to get
into the flow and all of that of being a parent.
Yeah. So, I mean, especially as a mom, your body changes mm-hmm. so much yeah. that you don't even know who you are right then and there after giving birth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that,
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting comment. There was one that I wanted to bring up that was...
The daughters are nightmares and sons are so easy to raise.
I
don't think...
All kids are crazy.
Right? I don't remember me being that much of a nightmare.
No, I don't either.
We all have our own issues.
I would almost say it's reversed in my opinion.
Different stages in life.
Mm-hmm. I think the very last one was one that I wanted to chit-chat about. I love this one. So, having a kid will cause someone to step up, straighten out, grow up, or mature. And that is so not true.
No.
Like, I know people in my life that thought that a child would, A, fix their relationship.
Yep.
Or, B, you know, they had an immature partner and they thought that, like, that
this
was...
This is going to change them.
Yeah. And...
It's not.
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm. Unfortunately, just... makes situations a lot worse.
Way worse. And some people are just not meant to be a parent.
That's true.
And those who admit it, kudos to you.
Mm-hmm.
But those that don't want to admit it or maybe just don't even realize it,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, those – most of the time for when anyone who doesn't want to, step up or mature a little bit, they have their own insecurities, but they're also more selfish.
Yes.
So that takes a lot to get over.
Right, right.
So, I mean, that's you personally.
Bringing a baby into the world is not going to change.
It's actually going to make your life even more mm-hmm. hell.
Yeah.
Because you are not wanting to have to deal with any other drama. And mm-hmm. you're taking care of a human being.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We've had a few friends that have unfortunately thought, oh, we have to get married. Oh, we have to have a kid. Like, it's that type of routine.
Yeah, there's no timeline.
But there's none. And I will give credit to many, and you and I are to even can say this, that wait a little bit longer when it comes mm-hmm. to having kids. Just because the fact is that whether it's maybe you want to get your career together or you haven't found the right partner or you just want to experience life mm-hmm. in a different eye, before having kids, you're never going to be financially ready.
No, you'll never get to a point where you're like, yes, we are ready to have a child.
You're never going to be at that.
No.
But you do have to realize that you're not number one anymore.
Correct.
And you have to realize that from both ends. Because I will say to you, and I don't know if I've ever even truly fully admitted this, I wanted a girl. I wanted a daughter for a long time. But then I started, one of my friends luckily was like, you're going to be the queen in their eyes. And that's amazing. But I also started thinking, I'm like, do I want a daughter? Because then I feel as if there's another female in my husband's life that's going to probably get more attention than me.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting way to look at it, for sure.
And, and Barrett, I don't think he sees it that way from the boys, but he knows that the boys get more attention most of the time than him. So you also have to think about yourself. If you are that, centered, I mean, granted, if I had a daughter, it would be amazing. I would mm-hmm. do a wonderful job. But when I realized that I was having boys and I almost had to talk myself off the cliff in a sense of like, I'm not going to have that boy, girl, mm-hmm. family. It was, those are the pros that I looked at about like, oh, okay, these are, great things and qualities that, I don't have to worry as much about. And also, all of us females, we want those compliments and we want attention.
Of course.
And
it feels good. It feels nice.
Yeah. And I will say having a kid with your partner is not always the attention.
And even in the general public, as a parent, you often feel ignored.
Yeah.
When your kids are with you because, now grandma and grandpa are
paying them attention.
Interacting with the kids. And
all mm-hmm. the clothes, all the money, all the toys, whatever it may be, it goes to the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. yeah. My sister sometimes even gets jealous about, because, my kids are my mom's whole world, and she doesn't have kids of her own. My sister doesn't. And she also sometimes gets, why do the boys always get everything?
And
not understanding and knowing, because she's not a parent.
Right.
So,
right.
Mm-hmm. yeah. Now, there are some interesting ones.
Yeah. What bad advice did you get? Do you have anything that you can think of that, like...
Bad advice. I everybody tried to give me advice left and right. And I think it was in one ear, out the other ear, you know, oh, you're never going to sleep. You're never going to almost enjoy. There were certain, like, it depends on who it came from, mm-hmm. the negativity. I don't really remember any, like, major terrible advice. I never received, though, advice that you and I have shared numerous times of just different things of, for me, it's like, just get the adult dresser, get the, adult, for the most part, get things that are going to last. Don't mm-hmm. go and waste your money on all the cute little baby knick-knack stuff when, you know, you're just going to keep on spending on all of that. I don't really remember all that. Do you remember? I mean, you probably more or less just because it's a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I think some of the old anecdotal things that kind mm-hmm. of came from our grandparents of one of them being, you know, you're going to be the primary caretaker as the mom. And I don't think that's true. You know, it's yes, I probably spend more time with them or, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't ever feel like I'm. Well, maybe over the Christmas holiday I did, but that was, we knew that going in that was going to be that way.
But you get that no matter Christmas holiday, if it was spring break or if there was a day that they were sick and you're at home with them.
Yeah. I mean, it's who's home with them. Right. But, you know, we do share parenting very equally in our household. So, you know, I definitely don't think that's the case. I wish more than the advice from, you know, when people would say, well, you were pregnant or, you know, get your sleep now because you're not going to get any. I wish people would have told me, enjoy your showers now.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a good
one. Because your showers are going to go away.
Yeah.
Uninterrupted shower time is impossible to get to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if.
Or going to the restroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you the last time I've actually gone to the restroom by myself. If it wasn't a kid, if it wasn't a dog, it's the husband.
Yeah.
Hey.
Even in your own house.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey. Like mm-hmm. this morning, I'm like trying to get dressed. It's like the one thing I would change in my house. I wish I had a little bit of a bigger bathroom because for some reason, everybody has to use my master
uh-huh.
bathroom. And our bathroom is not big.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. All four people and two dogs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's fun times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. But one thing, though, I will say is that it is true what they say about the second child. You have been so focused on that first child of, like, you made it. You survived. And then the second child comes and you're like, oh, this is a piece of cake. But then you forget about recording or taking photos or making that photo album. I still haven't made the photo album.
Or hang picture.
I mean,
we talked about this earlier in one of the episodes that I haven't put up a single picture of Nolan other than the family set that we got. Like, he doesn't have his own individual photos in the house yet. But sure enough, there's Colton everywhere.
You know, and that, I mean, but don't feel guilty about it mm-hmm. either. But definitely enjoy those moments. It wasn't bad advice. It was actually great advice. Someone told me, you need to make sure that each parent spends time with one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
So Shannon, pick a day and just spend time just with Gabriel, and Barrett, do the same just with Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
And my boys, still to this day, and it's been a year and a half ago, when Gabriel and I went to the Backstreet Boys concert, Grayson played in a golf tournament with Barrett. And the boys still talk about that weekend to this day. And it was because Grayson had all of Barrett's attention doing something he enjoys, mm-hmm. or they both enjoy. And then Gabriel had all of my attention doing something he enjoys, which is music.
Yeah.
And so that's something that would be great advice.
Mm-hmm.
But
I want to instill date nights with my boys.
Yes.
So I take them, you know, it'll have to obviously start with Colton, but like Colton knows that Daddy and I have date night.
Yeah.
And he wants to go too. So I was like, well, Lewis, what if, you know, I start doing a date night with Colton?
Mm-hmm.
We go out to a restaurant and we sit down together and
chat and
whatever and come home and maybe we get ice cream on the way home or whatever. But, you know, I want to do a mommy son date night with my boys, or at least one of them at a time. And
it's well worth it.
Yeah.
It's definitely well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And they appreciate that. And, you know, they're getting Colton, not Nolan yet, but Colton's actually getting to the point he's remembering.
Yes.
So, you know, 5 years old, I will say, was the year when my both kids' birthday, at the 5 year birthday, I would actually, whatever day it landed on, but I took it off from work. And Gabriel, I took him out to lunch. We did a day of just whatever he wanted to do. And Grayson, same thing. Mm-hmm. We went to lunch and we did whatever he wanted to do. And it was actually, the boys still remember that.
Yeah.
And that was their 5 year old birthday. Like, even though we I did a birthday that. Party. But for five, you know, because yeah. we're a full hand, we're going to have a full day of just having time with Mama.
Right.
And I will say for both of those, they wanted Nana to come to the lunch. So okay. Nana came, my mom,
fun.
She came to the lunch with mm-hmm. each one of us. But that's something that my kids loved.
So I might have to push out to the sixth birthday because
okay.
this year on Colton's fifth birthday, not only is it Mother's Day weekend, but that's the week of
the golf tournament. Oh, yeah.
So Myrtle Beach is hosting a PGA golf tournament
yes.
this year, and we have a lot of involvement with
Well, you can
that.
Always just tell him his birthday. Do it the week before, the week after.
I'm like, sorry, buddy.
You know?
Your birthday falls.
Bring him to the golf tournament.
Right. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, he turns five this year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Do it. I mean, you don't have, I mean, it doesn't have to be on his actual
True.
Birthday. I had to do it on their actual birthdays because both of their birthdays were on the fifth birthday, actually landed on a weekday. So I pulled them out of daycare.
That's fun.
And they enjoyed
yeah.
that.
Love that.
So yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
Okay. We took a sidetrack, so
sidetrack,
I apologize. But it was good.
Okay.
It was good. We
yeah.
were talking about advice and things like that. I think that, you know, we'll get a lot out of that part of the conversation. There was also, thinking about this article and thinking about this episode, I came across another article about, you know, just some general parenting myths that was actually written by Psych Central. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, a website that is accredited with doctors and things of that nature. So it has a little bit more backing.
A little bit of backing.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I want to kind of go through some of these myths and talk about them. One of them being, if your kids aren't happy, then something is wrong. And I do feel like that is very much a myth.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay for your kids to have feelings. It's okay for your kids to be emotional.
Right? We are.
Yeah,
we're humans.
Exactly.
No one's
mm-hmm.
perfect.
Right. And just the same as we have bad days,
yeah.
your kids are going to have bad days too.
Yes.
And I think that is certainly a mentality that is hard for – I think it's very hard for Lewis to understand.
Yeah.
That, like, they're just kids and they can get over anything and they don't have a day like, you know,
it's
I had at work today or whatever.
And unicorns,
but
yeah.
To them, you know, a tough day might be that they got yelled at daycare or,
yeah.
you know, they got pushed over. You
or
know,
they dropped their
about,
milk or
right,
some,
exactly.
very something. Small.
You know, so that's something that is changing, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully that myth goes away here shortly.
Yeah.
That they have little feelings, too.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
come on now. The next one?
Yeah.
That just cracks me up.
Parents
shouldn't tell their kids no.
No is my favorite word.
Amen, because if they don't get told no, then they're going to walk all over you.
Uh-huh.
I will use an example. I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to say who it is. I'm not that. But I will say, I have a friend who we have a mutual friend. They have a child, only child, and they have not told her no ever, pretty much since the day she was born. And unfortunately, she's now struggling in school. She's now being held back from school. And they were talking about doing medication or something because of the fact there has been no, the word no hasn't been used, but everything has been yes, yes, yes. Like,
mm-hmm.
we can do that. Sure, everything is your way.
Yeah.
And now this child is 6 or 7, being held back, already was put on medication for a few months. The word no is good.
Yeah. We're getting to the phase of even no is enough of an answer.
Yeah.
You don't need an explanation as
yeah.
to why. You know, yes, there are some situations
yeah.
where it's a teachable moment and no plus the explanation of why is good for the situation. But we're, you know, in the process of teaching Colton, no is just the answer.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
That's it.
In
There's no more. Yeah. No, period.
Yeah. We do, because we are that true, like, Southern family, because we've always done it. I wouldn't even say Southern, but we do the no sir and yes sir back to our kids because we expect them to say that back to us, to yes ma'am and no ma'am, or yes sir and no sir.
I love it.
So we do add the sir.
Do you have, I feel like every mom has a little, but when they're doing something, like if they're a little bit further away distance-wise and they're doing something that you know they're not supposed to be doing or something that's going to get them in trouble, do you have their, like a, like mine is like a,
It depends on if they can see me.
Okay.
Because I have a look that will kill.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids know that look. And they both straighten their acts up so quickly and come straight over to me. Like, it's, I guess it's a trait that I have got from my father. But I think it, I probably do. You just do it and you don't realize.
I caught myself the other day in public and I feel like people were looking at me like, why is she making this noise?
But yeah.
They know right away. Even Nolan at this point knows that sound
that sound.
That's a, I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. So. I have to raise my voice a lot, unfortunately, because my kids are right now the stage that they're in, the age and everything. But I will say if I call my kids Gabriel like that or Grayson to that level, they know they're in trouble.
Yeah. Mine is Colton Lewis.
Yeah.
Or Colton Lewis Brunson.
Yeah.
You know, better shape up.
Yeah.
Or ship out.
Because. Well, I call Gabriel most of the time Bubba and I call Grayson Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, you just don't really think about it or whatever. But when they get that really, like, heavy tone, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
And they know it. But the look.
The look for you.
The look will kill.
Yeah.
Even Barrett, if he gets that look, he knows that it's like, oh, God.
And Colton's still in the age where if I start counting down from five.
Yeah.
That, you
one,
know.
We did the countdown from three.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not even giving you that amount of time.
But nothing makes him move quicker than five, four.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, exactly. Not that anything's ever happened if we got to one, but
oh, no,
he don't want to have him find out. Well, usually he's pretty good about making moves.
There's been a few.
So.
For me.
Let's see. What was?
The myth three. It says good parenting is good strategies.
Is about good strategies.
It's about good strategies, yes.
I mean, strategies help.
Yeah.
For sure.
But that's not always everything about good parenting.
Mm-hmm.
You got to listen to your kids.
Absolutely.
And that's something that I think us parents sometimes we forget because we're the adults and we think
we know everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I've gotten a little bit jealous. And Barrett and I were actually just talking about this about a week or so ago, that there are things that incidents that happen at school that Gabriel is more inclined to talk to my mom about than he is with us. And I told Barrett, I was like, I really get a little bit upset about this because there are incidents that it needs to be addressed. You know, like maybe I'm not finishing this homework or this particular subject at school because X, Y, and Z or whatever it may be. There's like actual examples, but I don't really want to go too much in depth with it. But he just feels almost like a peer-to-peer with Nana sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And with Mama and Daddy, you know, do they get upset? Are they going to get upset with me?
Right.
I didn't finish my reading assignment. Are they going to be angry with me?
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to have good strategies as to how do you go around, you know, different things.
Now, will your mom report back to you? Report back might not be the right word.
Yes,
but
she does on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some things that she won't, but if there's things that she thinks that needs to be discussed, she will. But there are, you know, with kids, sometimes they have, you know, they react better to certain things than not.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have certain strategies? I have it more as like more structure routines versus strategies.
Yeah, strategy. Yeah, I mean, routines are huge.
Are the biggest.
I would say routines for us more than strategies. Although school taught Colton three, we literally call them his strategies on how to calm down when he gets really upset about something.
Oh.
Or like angry. One of them is to go get a drink of water. One of them is to go wash your hands. And then the other one is he actually puts up four fingers and he blows out each finger like a birthday candle. So he's taking a big breath and.
Now, is that just for him or is that for all the classmates?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it works for him.
Hey, that's good.
So like you know, we tell him, Colton, we see you're upset. Let's do a strategy. Which one do you want to do? Most of the time, it's the birthday candle one because it's right there, you know.
It's easy.
But occasionally, every once in a while, he'll be like, drink of water. So if that counts as a strategy, I'm all about it.
Like, hey,
if it works, it works.
Yeah.
It's not perfect all the time. There are some times when we are far beyond strategies and we're having a meltdown. But if we can catch it ahead of time enough, sometimes it does. So
it does. Mm-hmm. Well, in calming, like, nerves and things, every kid's going to have a different hobby or interest that they're going to want to do to help them with that. But, okay.
So this one, the next one is good parents put their kids' needs first.
That's a yes or a no.
I agree. That's a yes or a no. Yeah.
If my kid is sick, then.
And I think the operative word here is needs.
Yeah.
You know, good parents don't put their kids' wants first.
Yeah.
But needs, it depends on how you define the word needs. Because, food and water, those are needs. And yes, those probably do need to come first.
And I've said this numerous times. I mean, I didn't come from like everything, but I'll never forget when the boys, they're only 17 months apart. We had 16 cents to our name on a Tuesday. That Friday was finally payday. We had to figure out what do we do to ensure that our kids are fed and everything. We figure it out. Mm-hmm. So that is, you know, putting your kids like needs in a sense. We never would go out and like buy new clothing or whatever it may be because we know that the kids need to be fed before anything along those lines.
Yeah. But at the same time, if your general way of basic needs in life are met, it's okay to take some time for yourself. Like you don't have to bow down to every beck and call that they have.
Amen. And you don't have to sign up for every single thing. You don't have to go to every birthday party. Right. You don't have to, volunteer for every school activity or field trip or whatever it may be.
Or even buy into every fundraiser. Like,
yes.
I think every other week we're getting Scholastic books sent home.
Yes.
Scholastic. Stop sending things back from my school.
Amen. Amen.
Like, we don't need every book in that. We have plenty of books. Yeah. We're good. Thanks so much.
Right? Have a good day.
I think this last one, we could probably do a whole episode on this, but your marriage will survive neglect while you're raising your kids.
That's a yes and a no, because I'm not neglecting, but there are times we are putting our kids first. Because our generation is, our lives are more based around our kids' lives.
Yeah.
Whether it's youth activities or if it's just, daycare or school, we only have a certain amount of time in the day of being able to do things.
Yeah.
But I don't think it should be a neglect on the marriage.
Right. Exactly. It's important for Lewis and I, and we have talked about this as a couple, that our kids see us be affectionate with each other.
Yeah.
That our kids see how we treat each other in hopes that they treat a future partner in that way. Or even each other. That's a great example. And you still have to remember that the marriage, if your children were, brought into this world in a marriage, I know there are plenty of couples that decide not to get married.
Partnership or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That the love is there and you guys are in this together.
Yeah.
Raising a kid takes.
It takes two. It does take two, but it also takes that village as well. And you also got to remember too, there's going to be a time when they are old enough and they move out. And then what? Like, have you put your marriage on complete hold for 18 years and now you're with a complete stranger? You don't know anything about
them.
Yeah,
and you hope that maybe you fall in love with them again?
Yeah, you got to love and respect. But there are ways that you can do that as a family, and there's ways you can do that with your spouse just one-on-one. I go to bed early. That's just me. But I will try on some, on the weekends to maybe stay up till 9 o'clock. And if it's just having a bowl of ice cream and sit on the couch with Barrett and maybe talking for 5 minutes, but just even if it's just staring at the TV and watching something, I mean, it's still showing, hey, I'm doing for you, as in I'm staying awake. But the kids also see that too. And they see mama's tired, but she's still going to talk with daddy and hang out. There are so many people that say this, but it is true. Your marriage sometimes does have to be first. Because if your marriage isn't working out, there's going to be so much tension in the household that everybody is going to be having, you know, the attitude, the arguments, the meltdowns,
right.
and everything.
And
else.
If that's happening constantly, do you reevaluate
the role
that your marriage plays in?
Exactly.
If it is marriage, then that's one thing. Both of us are married, so we have that experience. But I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that, you know, are obviously raising, co-parenting and in separate lifestyles, and that's
great.
Right.
Like, whatever you have to do to make sure that everything is good when it comes to all parties. But I will say, though, you do need to realize that when it comes to the marriage, there are going to be times that if my kids are in need of me to help them with the homework, and then maybe at this moment in time, I can't give you attention as in I can't help you cook dinner right now. Like, don't take that as a bad thing.
Right, right.
You know, and I'm using that as a very small example.
And sometimes, you know, like, date nights get sacrificed
because
a kid is sick, a babysitter cancels, you know. We try to make that a priority, but if that is a luxury, I think, sometimes.
How often do you do date nights?
You know, we really try hard to do date nights at least every other weekend, even if it's just coffee dates or, you know, doing something together. And it's a struggle to get there.
It
really is
tough
to find time to do that. And sometimes we consider date nights like staying up and watching a movie together.
Yeah, that's more our
doing
type
popcorn,
date nights,
that kind of thing after the kids go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, we still consider that certainly a date night. Recently, we've been trying to stay up together, and instead of being in front of the TV, we'll go into our office and I'll work on like my reselling side of things because all my stuff is in the office, and Lewis is playing on his guitar and, you know, watching YouTube videos and all that. So like we're in the same room doing something together that we enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, there might not be a whole lot of communication during that time between the two of us, but it really feels good to be in that room together and doing something that both of us are enjoying and together.
Yeah.
You know, he sees me doing something that makes me happy, and I see him doing something that makes him happy. And, you know, we get to chat about little things like that. And it's a time that we look forward to once the kids go to bed.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, and I will say this, and please know this, listeners, date night does not mean you have to leave your house.
Correct.
Like, that's one thing I think we're both saying, because, you know, financially, that's difficult.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't have a grandparent or family member or something to help with watching your children or a friend or whatever, and you're having to pay for a babysitter, holy cow, I'm in the wrong business right now, by the way, because babysitters make a killing, you know. And then you also, the planning and preparation of trying to figure out where you want to go. We had the opportunity to go out one night during the holidays, and both of us looked at each other, were like, we don't want to put on regular clothes and have to decide on where to go to eat. Do you want to just stay at home?
Yeah.
And just maybe I don't even remember. I think I don't even remember what we ate. Like, it was probably cereal or something, but it was nice and relaxing. You know, it's not like you don't have to.
Right.
You can make it a memory of your own, or even when it gets pretty, like sit out in the backyard.
Exactly.
Enjoy each other's time for a few minutes.
Yep. Sit on the patio and just watch a sunset or something.
Yeah. So, but that's important.
It is. It is.
But I think neglect is maybe not the best word to be used. You know, it has its ups and downs. So, but yeah, there's some interesting myths and facts and people's opinions.
So many opinions out there.
That would be like a freaking, 5-year-long nonstop show.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. But, hey, we're all surviving. That's all that matters.
Yep. We are. While we're kind of on the subject of future podcasts and things, we want to host a podcast in the near future led by listeners' questions.
Yeah.
So if you have questions, anything, questions to Shannon and I, questions about parenting, questions that you don't know who to ask to, please
reach, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Social media. Oh, our lights are flickering again.
Mean,
it's a disco.
It really is. It's like, is that maybe a question being sent through right now?
Exactly. A question from a spirit.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Spirits, if you're listening.
Oh, this is scary. This is like the, what is it? The
Luigi board.
Yeah. Oh, okay. anyways.
Oh, so if you have questions for us, if you have questions, social media, Spirit, reach out to us on social media.
Yes, please do.
I Speak Mama podcasts on Instagram and Facebook. We're ready to take those questions. You might hear your questions on the air.
Yes.
We'll chat about them. And we look forward to hearing what those questions might be. Or if you just want to connect with us,
yeah,
do it. We love to hear from our listeners.
But with that to be said, we also have some a future of we had the husbands talk to us, and they do want to come on the
they
show.
They do, yes.
So we'll be having them featured not too long from now, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
So that will probably be a very interesting episode to come.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have questions for them,
yep,
feel free to send those our way as well.
Also, in our Instagram reels, you know, we're using the captions that come up.
Yeah.
And it spells Lewis's name wrong.
Yeah, it spells Lewis's name wrong.
I was so embarrassed.
I saw that. Yes.
But everyone I do know how to spell are my husband's name.
Yes, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, but I was like,
it's auto-generated, so like I don't think there's...
I'm surprised it picks up on some of the things I say with my country accent. I wonder if it does you all versus y'all.
Y'all.
We'll have to see.
We'll have to look and see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So...
Well, with that to be said.
Yep. That's my last also.
All right. Well, we will see everybody next episode and hopefully take some questions from each of you.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. Plan your getaway to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Beach easy.